You're listening to Energy FM. You love it. We play it.
It is the Energy FM Hockey Review, and joined in the studio now by Hayley Crow. And let's go way back when the men's and ladies' leagues were played.
Yep, cash in mind right back to the start of the season, which was right back in September, where we played men's and ladies up until Christmas. The men's season was a really great season. I think Backers had a fantastic run. There was always going to be three big contenders for this league. As usual, it would be Backers, Valkyries and Vikings. But I think this season that Backers and Valkyries did just have the edge over Vikings. It was a great season for Backers. They managed to go undefeated and came away champions, with Valkyries A taking the runners-up spot.
So what do you think the difference was for Backers then? What do they have over Valkyries?
They seem to just play really well together. I think that they'd taken stock. They didn't win the season before, so I think they really came away, worked really hard, worked well together as a team. They had a few players come back in from university, which I think makes a difference in that squad. They've got real pace coming through there, the young guys that are in that squad, and they just seem to play really well together, just giving them the edge over Valkyries. Valkyries were one of the only team that took points off Backers all season, but they couldn't manage to take 2 points off them for a win. It just came away with a draw once.
People refer to the big three Vikings in there as well. They're missing, well, a sort of final third really, isn't it, this season?
Yeah, I think so. I think they don't really have too many goal scorers. Johnny Killey's come into that squad. He was a new signing from Saracens, and Jerry Quinn's in there as well from Valkyries. But I think they are just maybe lacking a striker to finish off the goals for them. I think that could be the difference. But there are a few young players coming up through in the Vikings ranks, like Christian Davies, William Blake and Alex Kane as well, coming up through there. So maybe in the next couple of seasons we'll see Vikings come on, and they could be perhaps up there just pushing. They're just there, but just not quite.
And some teams were away playing as well.
Yeah, there was two teams away for the men's this year, which makes a change. Usually it's just the people that have won the division that go away to compete, which was Valkyries. They were away. And also Vikings men's decided to go away this year. So Valkyries were competing in the Vars competition, which we often hear that Vikings ladies talking about them going away in the ladies Vars. So Valkyries were away in the Vars, and Vikings men's headed away in the trophy. So I think that was a great season for both those teams, and I think we'll probably see more and more teams deciding to head away and have a try at these competitions away. You know, it does add a lot to the game going away, playing away in these competitions, and I think we'll see it happen more and more.
And who was celebrating in the lower leagues here on the island?
In the men's first division, we saw Ramsey win that division, so that's really great for Ramsey. They might make a decision to move up into the Premiership again next year. They've taken a few seasons to sort of rebuild their squads. They've got some great young players coming through there. The likes of Matty Grice is a name that we're often hearing about through the Manx hockey at the moment. And that'd be great if Ramsey can push up into the Premiership division. And the runners-up in that division were Valkyries B.
Cool. And into the ladies, all about Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings do seem to have the handle at the moment, but it wasn't too many seasons ago that it was Backers. You know, Backers Ladies A won this division for many, many years, and nobody could get close to them. Vikings have had the same squad now for the last sort of 5 or 6 years, with a few new players coming in each year, so really starting to strengthen that squad. And at the moment, nobody does seem to be able to sort of get close to them. Valkyries did give them a good game, and they were one of the few teams to take a point off them. They got a draw this season, so I think Valkyries would be very pleased with that. But no doubt, you know, give it a couple more seasons and we'll like see the likes of Valkyries there coming up through. Castletown have got a lot of young players coming through their squads as well. And Backers also as well. You know, they're not too far away, those three. Backers, Valkyries and Castletown are all quite close. So I think it'll just be a couple more seasons and somebody will be starting to knock Vikings off the top.
Well, Castletown are starting to knock on the door of the big three and ladies, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. This season, Castletown finished third, so Backers weren't in the top three. You know, Backers, Vikings and Valkyries are really the three biggest clubs. Castletown aren't too far behind there, but the three top clubs really are the three biggest ones. You know, they've got the most ability to attract new players and what have you. But Castletown are really pushing through in the ladies, and they did finish third. They managed to get a great run through in the cup this year as well, which we'll hear about later on. They finished up runners-up in the cup, just losing out to Vikings. So it's really good for them.
And Vikings romping to a semi-final in the English Vars.
Yeah, it was a great run in the Vars again for Vikings. I think, you know, the team will be really happy. Unfortunately, though, we couldn't go that extra step and get into the final, but we lost out again to the champions of that Vars competition. So it was a good few trips away. You know, we go away, compete. It's all extra experience for us, but maybe another year we can take it that step further.
And who was celebrating in the lower leagues?
In the ladies' first division, it was Vikings that came away with the spoils there as well. So Vikings ladies really are playing well at the moment. And then in the second place, runners-up went to Harlequins, which, you know, they're one of the smaller clubs on the island. So it's great to see them just taking that runners-up spot in the ladies.
And after January, it was all about mixed hockey.
Yep, it went to mixed. We're a bit bit different here in the Isle of Man that across in England you don't really see mixed hockey played. They concentrate just on men's and ladies, but because the Isle of Man's obviously quite small, you know, we might get a bit bored if we played just men's and ladies week in, week out. You play the same people three times as it is already, so there has been a bit of debate about whether we should or shouldn't continue to play mixed, but I think everybody really enjoys the social side that mixed hockey brings on the island. So it was a great season again in the mixed. In the Premiership, we've got the sort of the big three again, Backers, Valkyries and Vikings all fighting out for it. But again, I think Vikings just missed out on this one just towards the end of the season. I think Valkyries would be disappointed with how their season finished up in the league, but they had a great run towards the end through the cup competitions. They picked up the mixed indoor and outdoor cup, so I think they'll be really pleased with how their finish of their season went.
And outside the Premiership?
Into the mixed first division, it was Saracens taking first place there with Castletown Camogs in second place. And in the mixed second division, Vikings had a great run through there. Vikings D finished top with Castletown Southerners. So it's great to see two Castletown teams again coming through there in those low divisions taking second spot.
And we'll be hearing from James Russell, captain of Saracens, a little bit later on in the show. And we'll be talking cup finals next.
This is Energy FM.